Patterns of Presence, Day 4. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The first thing God does in ordering structure is to release light. His voice lights up creation, and as he looks at the light that his word has made, he deems it as good. I love the fact that the first act of order that we read within creation was the making of that which is good. When God gets to work in our lives and begins to release his order within our chaos, he always brings into place that which is good and that which is for our good. Now this isn't always comfortable. Often when we do a big clear out or a redecoration or renovation, things have to get messier before they can become tidier. It's almost like it gets worse before it gets better. And when God begins to move the furniture around in our world, when he begins to strip things back and reform that which has become misshapen, this process of his order being released in the midst of our chaos can be rather uncomfortable. It can get messy for a while before we begin to discern the order that has been put in place. Things can feel worse for a bit before we begin to see that which is better. The problem is that when we can't yet discern the better that God is bringing, our vision becomes consumed by the mess and the uncomfortable, and our narrative of the process and our description of what's happening can be just all negative, because that's exactly how it feels. But it is true that when God creates, when he makes, when he puts order into place, he always brings out that which is good and sets it in its place. In Genesis 1, God brought order within the chaos by lighting up the dark, and he said that this orderly light was good. Now that phrase is familiar in Genesis 1. This narrative and announcement of good is one that guides all that God makes and creates. It's his hallmark within the structure that he inhabits, the tagline that he places upon all the patterns and rhythms that he sets in motion. Whether it's positioning where the birds are to fly, the animals are to crawl, and the fish are to swim, whether it's filling the ground with plants and trees and setting in place this amazing ritual of nature that the ground will forever produce life and always bring growth, or whether it's popping the stars into the sky and setting the moon and the sun to govern time, at every stage, when God sets a pattern in place, releases a rhythm or establishes a ritual to shape life, every time he announces these patterns and rhythms as that which is good. And when we bring all of this together, we recognise something powerful. God is always working in our lives, and he's always working in our world for our good. Such is the pattern of his activity set out in Genesis 1. And when we build into our lives patterns and rituals, rhythms and practices that allow our soul to prioritise his presence and find them in the everyday, then we begin to connect with the good God and the good things that he's doing in our lives and in our world. Today, ask God to show you the good that he's doing in your life today. Right now, you might be living in that place where it feels like things are just getting messier, just more uncomfortable, and dialing into worse with each passing day. But fear not. God is at work, and sometimes things have to get worse before they can get better, because sometimes God has to deconstruct our order before he can set his in place. When we pause and build into our lives the pattern, practice and rhythm of prioritising his presence and finding him in every day, we not only connect with the good God doing good things, but we also begin to exist within and see the goodness of God in every circumstance, both the good and the bad, and even in the moments in between. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good. pause for a moment and find the goodness of God in your today.
You've been better to me than I could ever have hoped you would be. You took the mess that I was and you have done some incredible things. You've been better to me than I could ever have hoped you would be. You took the mess that I was and you have done some incredible things. You always knew there wasn't better than me, but you loved me like I was. Filling up the spaces in between, you've always been enough. Nobody else is good. Nobody else is kind. Nobody else would lay their life down on the line. Nobody else could do it, even if they tried. Nobody else could come and save me every time. But you've been just that good. You're good.
Take my shame, but you did, and I won't forget it. You didn't have to call my name, but spaces.